This is Sydney.
And I'm Cher. Here we are again with another challenge check-in where Sydney is reminding me why I left middle school.
Hear, hear.
So Don, get us started.
Welcome to Sydney's Wandering Minds Weekly. Our first category is a pop history quiz for Cher.
Are you kidding me? I don't want to do a pop history quiz for Cher. I'm going to feel
so good.
I'm going to feel so stupid.
I've been thinking a lot about our first category because I thought a few times you were a little snarky and how could I repay that? And I thought, would there be a better way than to give you a pop quiz on history?
So wait. When have I been snarky?
I just interpreted everything you said the way I wanted to. I do this in my marriage as well. So it doesn't matter what you were thinking or feeling. Oh, okay. It only matters how I interpreted it. Therefore, I spent time and Googled.
Oh, no.
Because as if I would know anything off the top of my head.
So let me just get this straight. This category is put together because you perceive me as being snarky and now you're getting even with me.
However you want to interpret what I just said is fine.
Okay.
But that is what I just said.
Do you know what I think this is coming from? I think it's because the editing, I put together a sound effect of you sounding like a goose. Really.
It was more like a seal. Yep. There it is.
That is a great sound.
This is stirring up some emotions that caused me to feel a certain way.
Okay. I deserve it. Bring on making me feel stupid.
I would like to say I'm the one who put together the history quiz.
Right, which is why I'm going to feel stupid because I'm not going to know any of it.
Well, you should. No, I wouldn't put together a quiz that was too complicated. That one, I wouldn't be able to pronounce the words. And two, that if you asked me anything about it, you could turn the table fast, right? Rest at ease.
No, that doesn't make me feel better because now when I don't know it, I'm going to feel dumber.
I'm going to record this one as well myself.
Oh, geez.
You can't edit anything out. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What year did the first iPhone get released?
2005.
Ooh, wrong. Do you want a second guess, just for fun?
2011.
2007.
Oh, I rounded.
You're really close. Yeah. I was thinking I'd have no idea at all. The day was June 29th, 2007. The first iPhone was released.
Wow.
And the oldest iPhone still in use today is the iPhone 6S.
I think I have that phone.
It's like a typewriter. All right, well done. 0 out of 1. What department store has been around in America the longest? A, JCPenney's. B, Macy's. C, Brooks Brothers. D, Sears.
Macy's.
Incorrecto. You fail. Brooks Brothers.
Oh, crap.
It opened in 1818. Then on this topic, do you know what the store Nordstrom was originally open for? It sold one product only. It opened in 1901.
Chicken feed.
No, ma'am. John and his brother opened it up to sell shoes originally.
That makes more sense because why would they sell chicken feed?
We remember our roots. Buy these ripped jeans for $5,000. Moving on to the third question. You are currently at 0 out of 2, and you taught history.
I know, pathetic.
What is the oldest recorded sport in the world? A, cricket. B, wrestling. C, lacrosse. D, polo.
Wrestling.
Ugh, you got it right.
Yes!
I'm so annoyed. I mean, hooray, good job, you got it right, correcto, I'm so proud of you, blah, blah, blah. And then a side note, polo is the oldest team sport.
Oh, I did not know that.
And now for your final question. Other than the iPhone being released in 2007, what major world event took place that year?
Major world event?
In 2007.
Can I have a clue?
No.
Obama decided to run for president?
Britney Spears shaved her head.
That is not a world event.
It was everywhere.
That question made me dumber.
But did you get it right? You did not. Therefore, you got 1 out of 4. 25%.
Okay, fine.
That was fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Our next category is the quote of the week.
For this category, we will be sharing a quote that came to us in the last week that really stood out that we loved. You want to go first?
I would love to go first. This quote is by Abraham Lincoln. I know you're surprised, but I just found it this week and I really liked it. The quote says, "Adhere to your purpose and you will soon feel as well as you ever did. On the contrary, if you falter and give up, you will lose the power of keeping any resolution and will regret it all your life. I say, try. If we never try, we shall never succeed. Abraham Lincoln. I like that quote because I needed some motivation this last week.
Interesting, because the one I'm going with is similar and that I needed motivation too. This quote's from After School on Instagram. I love that page. The quote is, courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. A brave soul is not one who feels no fear, but one who conquers it. To go along with that, I'm going to share one more. Carl Jung says, where your fear is, there is your task.
Wow, we both were thinking the same things this last week.
After reading quotes, we're ready to go.
Our next category is supercharge your vocab.
All right, Cher, are you ready for your word?
I'm ready.
Canoodling.
Canoodling. Is it a verb?
Yes.
Sydney has been canoodling all week with her children to get even with me for being snarky.
That could work. Canoodling. Definition. The eating of noodles whilst in a canoe. And I do rage eat. So yeah, I think that works. I was eating a lot of carbs to get back at you. I can't wait for my training session tomorrow. I have a lot of explaining to do. I'll be like, what do you mean the scale went up? All I've done is exercised and canoodled.
That's a real word, canoodle.
Is anything real? I don't know. But it is on Google.
So it must be true if it's on Google.
Some definitions said that it was just aggressively snuggling, but I liked this one better.
So what you're saying is canoodling is eating noodles.
Mm-hmm. Waltzed. I like that word. Waltzed in a canoe.
Nobody does that. I think more people get slapped with a fish than that.
I think they go hand in hand. Here's what happens.
Okay.
You're on this beautiful lake with your spouse and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so hungry. And you packed noodles, but they didn't, even though you told them to. So you're sitting there and you're canoodling because you are prepared. And then they take a bite of your food and then you have to corn nobble them because they try to eat your carbs. You know, they go hand in hand.
I'm getting dumber. Let's move on.
Okay, but here's the thing. There's a few that I just felt like I needed to share. I'm not going to make you use them. I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
Broteen, B-R-O-T-E-I-N, the meal eaten directly after bro workouts, a supplement that turns ordinary dudes into bros. Nickelback, the act of willfully allowing one's ears to bleed.
What?
And defensive eating, strategically consuming food for the sole purpose of preventing others from getting it. Anyway, I liked those a lot.
Those are good.
Defensive eating. If that was a sport, I would win so fast. Win. World record right here. Okay, let's move on to what's important.
Okay, now let's actually get to our challenge check-in.
This week's challenge was to partner with God with your spiritual progress. So, Cher, did you partner with God to progress somewhere in your life?
Yes, what I've been working on this last week is I've just been trying to listen better. So if God wants me to do something, I'm trying to listen rather than not think about it anymore. And I've also been trying to make sure that I'm spending more time reading my scriptures. And along with that, work in time to read really good books that will help me to keep learning.
I love it. In our home, our life has been very chaotic with sports and music and health issues. It's just been so chaotic. So after this episode, I thought, you know what? We have not been saying prayers together at all. And so Ben and I had a really good conversation and pointed out that we have not been saying our prayers together at all. We say our family prayers, but not as a couple. So Ben and I decided to partner with God in our marriage again to recommit and to spend more time praying together. And it already so quickly has changed our hearts and helped us to realign our goals and to connect again. So that's how we partnered with God.
Oh, that's really cool. That's a good one.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening and joining us, and good luck on your challenge check-in. So that wraps up our challenge check-in for this week.
Be sure to follow us on Sydney and Cher podcast on Instagram. Have a good week. Stop it.
I'm forging my way through the tip, tip, top. I'm living my life through the drip, drip, drop. When eternity's plan, I just can't stop. I'm making my way through the drip, drip, drop.